Well, jurors in the trial of one of Mexico's most famous drug lords, Joaquin El Chapo Guzman, heard testimony this week from the man who helped him spy on family, friends, and colleagues. A 21-year-old IT expert from Colombia opened Guzman's eyes to the power of spyware, and it was that software installed on the phones and computers of family, friends, and associates that eventually helped the FBI monitor the activities of the former cartel leader. Reporter Eileen Plagianos has been covering the trial for the Los Angeles Times. She joins us now on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us. First, tell us a little bit about this IT expert.
Yeah, he's a pretty fascinating character because he's become quite central to the takedown of, you know, one of the world's most notorious drug leaders. So essentially, yeah, he was 21 years old when he sort of got recruited to work for the cartel, and he created a secure communication system for the cartel. So that allowed Guzman and his higher-ups to talk to each other with some sense of security that they would be having private communications. But Guzman then also asked him to install spyware on his associates' phones, on the phone of his wife, on the phone of his mistress, in order to keep tabs on the people in his inner circle. And both of those things ended up completely helping FBI build their case against Chapo.
Now, before we get to that, before we get to the FBI, what did this man, what did the IT expert talk about in terms of Guzman's sort of fascination with this ability to spy?
Yeah, so it seems like he just is very paranoid, and it seems like essentially at one point Chapo asked Rodriguez to install the spyware on the internet cafes of Sinaloa, of the local Mexican town where he is from, because he wanted to be aware of the messages that everyone around him was sending, essentially. And it really has become something that has allowed everyone to understand the inner workings of the cartel a lot better, because we now have all this information that Chapo had, essentially, spying on the people that were around him.
All right, and let's talk about how this man Rodriguez, the spyware, all of this tech helped lead to sort of the takedown and the capture of Guzman.
So, yeah, basically the FBI could not crack the encryption that Rodriguez had created. So instead they found Rodriguez, and, you know, he was at that point just about 23 or 24 years old, and they told him that he would be in serious trouble if he didn't help them. And he gave them the keys to this encryption of the secret communication system that he had set up, but also made them aware of the fact that El Chapo had spyware installed in all of these phones around him. So they were able also to get warrants to look at this spyware. And now we have messages, essentially, that people in court were able to hear that have Chapo talking about arranging drug deals. And then there's also just more mundane details, like him asking his wife for black mustache dye. But it's become very central to the case. It really, like, lays out the inner workings of the cartel and how involved Chapo was as a micromanager of sorts in these multi-ton trafficking of cocaine and other drugs across the border.
You've been covering this trial. What's next?
So we are going to hear from more people who were in El Chapo's inner circle, and there have been a variety of witnesses who, I mean, it seemed like it's a big betrayal for Chapo, indeed. Like, there are people who were in his really inner sanctum of cartel leaders who now were arrested, also some of them thanks to the help of Rodriguez locating them. And they have been just giving just a litany of details of brutal drug wars and corruption in Mexico and all the ways that they built this $14 billion drug empire.
All right. Well, we thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us. That is Los Angeles Times reporter Irene Plagianos.